And now, War Days, sponsored by the BBC. Don't forget to stay tuned. Good morning, Great Britain. Welcome to another week with War Days. This is Lizza Smith, and today we are here with very special guests. Welcome, Mrs. Jones, professional psychologist specialized in the human brain functions. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
And Mrs. Kingston, citizen of London.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I'm very fond of your program.
Thank you. We are thrilled to have you both here. So, today we are here to talk about propaganda, which you know has been broadcast more and more since the beginning of the war. Surely you must have noticed.
At least I have. It's everywhere.
So, Mrs. Jones, could you tell us a bit about propaganda? What it is, how it works, what it is used for?
Well, propaganda is information that is usually used to promote an ideology or a cause, and it's currently used to convince the population to contribute to the war effort.
Everyone has seen propaganda. We all know what it is.
What people don't understand is that it has a huge influence on our minds. Can you tell me, Mrs. Kingston, as a citizen, what do you think propaganda does?
I think it is absolutely useless. I come across dozens of posters and advertisements every day, and in my opinion, all they do is take all of the space on our walls.
Is it really?
It is. I do nothing that propaganda asks me to.
And what about your family?
My dear husband is already on the front. And my daughter is out of town with my mom.
So your husband has acted upon propaganda, and you have as well, sending your daughter to the countryside.
I have, and I don't think I can help more than that. That's why I currently choose to ignore propaganda. It does not affect my mind whatsoever.
Do you agree with her, Mrs. Jones?
You see, that is a problem. People do not understand how propaganda can influence our way of living. Propaganda is everywhere, in the cinema, the radio, in books.
I am aware of that.
I do not think you are. When you go to the cinema, for example, or you see a poster in the streets, you do not realize that your brain is processing a huge amount of information.
Does the Ministry of Information realize that?
Yes, that is the reason why they produce all of the propaganda you see every day, because they know it will get to everyone.
They produce it on purpose, even though some of us are not that naive.
Everyone is affected by it, believe me, some more than others.
But how do they manage to do that?
Well, propaganda uses things such as fear or patriotism to have more influence over people. Apart from affecting the way you act, it also affects your way of thinking about the war, often spreading hate of the enemy.
Nonsense! Are you saying it is affecting me even if I do not do anything about it?
Exactly. You sending your daughter out of town is actually a great example of what it does to you.
I did it for her to be safe, not because of propaganda.
That fear for your daughter's safety had to come from somewhere.
You say everyone is affected by it, but how can the Ministry of Information reach everyone?
Well, there are many types of propaganda. It can target men, women, or even children. It can be used to convince men to go to the front, women to work in factories, and send their children to the countryside.
So, what you're basically saying is that propaganda is used as a negative weapon of manipulation.
I'm not saying propaganda is always negative. It is a great way to convey a message, and that is why it's done. That also explains why it is so visual, so that it can be understood by everyone.
So it is positive. I do not see how it can be a good thing.
Well, now more than ever, our country needs its population to be active, and propaganda is bound to get to people. It's actually a very clever technique, and Britain is not the only country using it. It is very commonly used in war times.
Now that you say it, it is true that propaganda nowadays talks about basic things related to war and survival, such as food rationing or blackout accidents prevention.
It does, actually, and the message it conveys is valuable, but it should be looked at in an objective way.
Listen to our famous psychologist's advice. Help winning the war, but without being too gullible. Well, it was a pleasure to be able to have this chat with you. I hope our listeners have learned a bit more about propaganda.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
We will be right back in 5 minutes with other interesting topics. Stay tuned.